Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22. This is a continuation of chapter 18. It's the same point. This is the water of cleansing. Chapter 18 is to do with the priests and the Levites. But the two put together make one big whole here, and it's a climax. It's coming from this episode of the rebellion of Israel against the ordinance of God. God has set up his covenant. He set up the priesthood. He set up the sacrifices. He set up the tabernacle. And he's given instructions, clear instructions. And men have ganged up against Aaron. They've ganged up against Moses. They've ganged up against God. We're not going to have this. We want it this way. We'd like to adjust that. We think this is as good. This might even be better. We want to try this. This is it for us. No, says God. You're not going to do it. He's visited them in judgment. He's visited them in plague. He's shown tremendous judgments upon the gang that got together against Aaron. And now, as that has been accomplished, God is laying down the law, literally. Laying down the law again, this time about the water of cleansing. The sacrifice of the red heifer, the making of water of cleansing to wash the people and make them holy before God, all in an external way, all in a shadowy form, is old covenant. And of course, it's all fulfilled in Christ, is all rendered obsolete today, but it is a picture of the Lord Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. You'll find the red heifer had to be without blemish, and it had to be spotless and sacrificed, blood sacrifice, the cleansing power of this sacrifice. It's all a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read the letter to the Hebrews and see this glorious fulfillment in the accomplishments of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as I said in the previous discourse, the principles of obedience come over into the new covenant. Now look at what God is saying here to the Hebrews. He's saying to them, there must be no playing about with the covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the old covenant, the Sinai covenant. There must be no playing about with it. It must be kept exactly as I say. And of course, that principle comes over in the new covenant. It's no different. As the Hebrews face the old covenant, the law, we face the new covenant and the law of Christ. As they were under the old covenant, we are under the covenant and law of Christ. You'll find this in 1 Corinthians 9. You'll find this in Galatians 2. You'll find it in John 15, 16, 14, 15, and 16, and so on. You'll see it very clearly. Well, 13 to 16. You see in Matthew 5 to 7, we're under the law of Christ. Hebrews tells us, as the covenant under Moses, if anybody broke it, the punishments were severe. They're even more severe under the new covenant. If a man won't believe and trust Christ, he will perish. And if we abide in Christ, we abide in him and he abides in us. But if we depart from Christ, do not depart from the living God. Hebrews is very clear and is a warning to us. Well, what do we have here in Numbers 19? Look at verse 2, requirements. Look at verse 2, commanded. Look at verse 2, law. Look at verse 2, Lord. What am I saying? This is not Moses' idea. He hadn't gone around thinking, no, we'll have a committee and draw up some plans and see what we can do. No, I think we'd like to do... No. This is God's revelation. It's the Lord has revealed it. And he's revealed requirements, commandments, law. These words are important words. They're not ideas or suggestions or advice. They're not good thoughts. These are things that the Hebrews have to obey. The law was given by Moses. The law was given by Moses. He was an agent in the hands of angels, but it's the law of God. And as Peter says in Acts 15:10, it's a yoke. Christ has a yoke. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. But the yoke of Moses, Peter says, nobody could keep it. Well, it's exact. Well, so it is in the law of Christ. The blood sacrifice, no blemish in the sacrifice, the atonement, the red heifer. It's all a picture of Christ to us, the cleansing, washing power of regeneration by the Spirit. It, even for the purifiers, verses 7 and 8, using the sacrifice and the cleansing oil, water, these people had to be clean themselves and be cleansed. The water must be applied. The sacrifice must be applied. It mustn't just be looked at or paraded about or admired or talked about or debated. It must be applied. The gospel must be applied. I must trust the Savior. I must call upon him. I must look to him. I must receive him. I must welcome him. Not debating it or watching it. See, that was the thing about Rome. Well, it still is. They watch a priest doing something. The Reformation brought us back to the gospel. It's not watching somebody do something, it's receiving Christ. It's the Word bringing Christ to us, and we receive and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're saved. There's discipline here. Words like cut off are used for those who won't obey. Verses 20, 13, another verse. It's a lasting ordinance, verse 21. It's universal, verse 10. It applies to everybody. It's not just an idea, it's an ordinance, commandments and requirements. It's not just one view amongst many. It's the way that God will have it. And the new covenant is even more so. It's the Lord. It's the Lord's work, verse 13, verse 20. The word defiled is used. These things are very important. It's all to do with sin and the curing and the cleansing and the washing from it, and it's all the covenant of God. It's very, very serious. We live in a day when I see evangelicals acting in a cavalier way with the new covenant, acting in a cavalier way with the church, with baptism, with the Lord's Supper, evangelism, discipline, all these kinds of things, preaching. It's all laissez-faire. It's all how we see it. It's all, let's do this, let's do the other, let's bring this in, let's try that. Won't it be a good idea? None of that. We're men under authority. I am a man under authority. The authority of the Word of God. That's the believer. That's what Moses is being told here. That's what the Hebrews are learning. You've broken this. You've come against me. You've ganged up against me. Now get this into your thick skulls. Get it into your hearts. Get it into your lives. I want obedience. Did not Christ say it? If a man loves me, oh, we love the Lord Jesus, do you? If a man loves me, he keeps my commandments. And that must be the principle. Oh, unbeliever, trust the Savior. Oh, believer, I include myself. Let us be men and women who really do obey Christ in his commandments for his name's sake. Amen.